The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. Welcome into Part 2, or Act 2 of the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Always a good time. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm like, wait, what just happened? I need to point out that on Wednesday I'll be doing the podcast per usual, and then unfortunately, well, I don't know about unfortunately, I never say unfortunately, but I'm going up north, and I am not going to be podcasting Thursday and Friday. It's kind of like the last hurrah for Pooh Bear and I, as she's getting set to go back to school. So we're going to head up to up north. I was talking with Kuipers about this when you're at the races on Saturday. And I said, I tell you what, when I went up there and did all those shows, the week's worth of shows at Fear Bunker North, it took a lot out of me. It was, first of all, it's hard to do a show there. When I say hard, it's just the internet makes it more difficult, the way that setup is. So everything is slow and clumsy, and, you know, it's it occurred to me that one of the things that I didn't like is that a place where I go for solitude and relaxation, all of a sudden I was like grinding, you know, and I'm like, oh fuck, this is something I don't want. This should, now, in a pinch, I will do the show there if I have to. If I prepare myself, should be no problem. I might even do a tech upgrade there. To that, I think you guys said Elon Musk's Starlink would be better. We shall see. But I was like, this sucks. I don't like to have my fortress of solitude to be invaded by the grind. And a lot of it had to do with the fact that I had to get up at fucking 4 in the morning to get to the radio station. Not quite 4 in the morning, but 4:50. Much later than 4 in the morning. But regardless, Wednesday, finish up the podcast. Queen of the Forest and I go up north, and I am going to do Q100, so I will be getting up early Thursday, Friday, so there's that. And then off we go with a long weekend of trees and solitude and bombing, because Operation Northern Strike is going on. Northern Strike is at that base in Grayling, the Air National Guard base, the United States government has a joint training exercise with all NATO nations. So all the NATO nations will be in Grayling, along with our National Guard and Canada. Well, they're, you know, all these different nations and NATO, all the NATO countries. So there will be 250,000 additional people in Grayling, Michigan. It, in one, 3 week span for Northern Strike, it becomes the second largest community in Michigan City. Bob says they practice the A-10s there. Oh yes, they sure do. Oh my God. And they literally go right over my trailer because the artillery range is right there. I've got a video of that somewhere of when I was, because I remember I was, I had forgotten that Northern Strike was going on, and I was at Fear Bunker North, and I heard the A-10, which is known as the Warthog. And I'm like, wait, I know that sound. And I think they're practicing. And then I look up in the sky way up, and we're like high altitude. And then the fuckers come down, and they were treetops right over my place. They have that whistle as they go by. Fixed wing battle tank aircraft. God damn it. Bob, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to upload that video and we can watch it. I don't know. Are you on Patreon, Bob? Because I can do it then. If not, I'll save it for tomorrow. I want to share this video. It's like my favorite thing that I thank you to Bleeding Heart Brian for sending it my way. Story goes that in Manchester, New Hampshire, and you'd be able to figure this out without me telling you, but I'm going to tell you, a old timer shows up at the pawn shop to try to buy his stuff back. He needed some money. And so he cashed in some things, and now he has to pay them to get his stuff back. So he comes in there, and he's got his cash, and he's got a nice demeanor. He's polite and kind, but you can tell he's a little frazzled. And he has some of the cash, but he also has gotten a whole bunch of coins and trinkets and things that have value. He's going to give that. Hopefully that can pay off his $1,300 that he owes to get whatever it is that he wants back. He's under a tremendous amount of stress because his wife has dementia and he takes care of her. So it costs a lot of money to do that. So it's a real burden. He's 90 years old. And the sweet old guy goes walking up to the counter at the pawn shop. But what he doesn't know is that they have done something very sweet for him. And the lady who he's dealing with, her name's Janelle. She came up with this whole thing, and it's going to be explained in the video. So this is a little long, but I'm telling you, you might weep. This is so fucking sweet. Oh, my God. And there's an even better ending to the story after the video that I play for you, okay? All right, this guy, it says here, we surprise our 90-year-old veteran customer with an envelope full of cash. So obviously, you know, at least that much of the story, but it doesn't matter. It's the interaction that, that'll do it for you.
I'm going to bring the, sometimes I forget.
Okay. So okay. The total amount you borrowed was $1,380. And like I told you,
it's 15.
He's not going to take interest. So nope. So you just pay the $1,380 back.
Oh gosh, God bless him. Okay, well, here's what I have to do. Since I haven't gotten paid yet, I'm still waiting for those guys. What I'm gonna do is, I've got some cash with me, but I don't know if I'm gonna have enough. So what we should do is this: we'll start out with taking any part of this that you need, and see how much we can get for this.
Okay.
And if there's a deficiency for what I owe on the one, I got some cash.
Okay, well, how about this? I have something for you. This is for you. This is a little gift. I know your birthday's this month, right? I saw it on your ID.
Yeah.
So we put together a little fundraiser, and we came up with some money for you.
Oh, my gosh.
You can open it.
I could kiss you. God bless you. Should I open it now?
Yeah, go ahead. You might not have to do your other jewelry.
Oh, my goodness.
So there's $1,300 there.
You can't do it. I can't let you do this.
Yeah.
No, I can't let you do this.
We want to do it. It was, so there was about 25 people who donated.
Oh, my goodness. I could never thank you.
No, you don't have to. I know you're struggling. I know you're trying to take care of your wife, and I appreciate your service.
Oh, well, thank you so much. So, Okay, so what do I need to do?
So you owe us $13.80. So if you have $80 more on you?
Yeah, okay, so take that. Okay, so $80. I got a couple of hundreds. I don't know if I got any.
So you just give me 80, and then you're all set. You can get your jewelry back.
Oh, okay, great.
So let me grab you some cash, some change.
No, you are an angel in disguise. You really are. I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say. Just, I was telling...
Can you imagine if
in Hector,
no, actually, I'm going to rip cord.
You're on the way.
Forget I said anything.
I said, you know, you meet very few really, really good people in life, but I said, the lady at the store... is a wonderful person. I should know her. this is the best birthday present.
Okay, the best part of this old guy is typically if an old guy starts like, what he's not doing is he knows that if he talks too much, she's going to want to strangle him because, you know how it is. Oh, my God. This is great. Boy, this is a nice envelope. Let me tell you the history of envelopes. You know, he's going to do one of those deals, but he's not. He's concise.
Than anybody ever had.
He's very sharp. 90 years old. Very, very sharp.
Good. I'm happy to hear that.
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you what. One of these days when I can afford it, I'm going to call you and ask you to lunch. Would that be okay?
No, really.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, but...
I would want to.
Can you imagine if he said, I'm going to try to finger bang you?
We're just happy to do it. That's from me, my fiance, and like I said, about 25 people. So it didn't come out of just my pocket.
Well, bless your heart. I guess I better put this in here. I'm so excited. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Start on your ID. The end of the 91. Right. Wow.
Well, I'm bumping ahead.
And look at you, out and about, doing everything you're doing.
Well, I'll tell you, if I could ever get out from under this big rock that's on top of me.
Okay, this is the important part right here. It's all been important, but this is super important.
Doing everything you're doing.
Well, I'll tell you, if I could ever get out from under this big rock that's on top of me, I could actually start taking better care of my wife. Right now, I there are things that I should be doing for her that I can't afford to do, and it really bothers me. You know?
Yeah.
I just feel very badly about it. But
I think you're doing a great job.
I'm trying. Well, I'll tell you what.
Okay. So now, that chick you heard, her name's Janelle. She went ahead and... Bob writes, now I can go out and get some hookers and blow. Piano Finger Banger says, I think she's into him. Tyler throws out, another veteran needing handouts. No, we joke. We joke, of course. So she went ahead and she posted that. And by the way, if you're listening to the audio podcast, of course, the link will be available for you to check that out. Hold on. O'Neill's having a dream. Come on. She posted that video and it went ape shit. So she's like, I'm going to help this guy get out from under his rock. And she put together a GoFundMe. And holy fuck. So she set the goal at like a certain amount and it kept surpassing. Right now, The old timer has $375,132. Okay. So the first thing she posted on there was the explanation. Then the story went viral. On the 9th of August, this Janelle, the woman whose voice you heard, she updated the story. Hi, everyone. Wow, just no words. No words at all. No words could possibly describe the overwhelming joy you all have brought to Donald, the guy. Can you imagine if he turned, speaking of Donald, now I can go and give this money to Trump to get rid of those Mexicans. Oh, my God. It's been so long since I've been able to intimidate Jews. I wanted to give everyone an update with how this is all going. The TV news had contacted me. They wanted to do a story. So I'd given Donald a heads up that the fundraiser was still open and that I had a little bit more money to give him. So she calls Donald. He has no idea about the GoFundMe. He has in his mind 25 people at the pawn shop came up with $1,300. So she said, hey, I've got a little bit more to talk to you about this fundraiser. Okay. So he's like, oh God, the good things keep happening to me. Before long, you'll be sitting on my face. He had no idea how much money I was talking about. He's a very humble man who never asked or expected any of this. So when I told him I needed him to come down to the store again so I could give him the rest of the money from the fundraiser, which he was saying he did not want to accept, I told him that the local TV station got wind of this and they wanted to do a story and it made him nervous. He's very private and he does not want to be on the news or any press contacting him. At that point, I knew that I had to tell Donald what was really going on, so we had him come down to the store right away. My fiance and I sat him down and asked him to make sure he remembers to breathe when we tell him this news. He was looking at us very confused. I explained that the fundraiser I made for him had gone viral, which, of course, we had to explain what viral meant to our 90-year-old friend. I told him that meant that everyone in the world was seeing this and stepping forward to donate. At that point, before I even told him what the fundraiser was at, he was already extremely emotional and couldn't believe all the kindness from strangers around the world. When he came in yesterday, the GoFundMe was at $164,000, and that's the dollar amount that I gave him, which, by the way, now is way doubled that. I'm thinking to myself when I read this part, you're going to kill him. You're going to have to suck his dick just to get him to relieve some stress right there. When I told him the amount, it was absolute hysterics from both of us. It was a truly beautiful and emotional moment, something that I will never forget. He graciously said he could never thank us and the people who donated enough. He said he didn't deserve it. He was just an ordinary man, but we explained to him that he's so much more than that. As of now, the GoFundMe is going to stay open until we can sit down with Donald and an attorney to talk about what exactly needs to be done and how to put this money in a safe account for Donald to access. Yeah, you know, plus, you know, hopefully his identity isn't revealed because someone's going to try to, you know, call him up and sneak some cash from him or somehow. He graciously said he can never thank us. Let's see, I already read that. For everyone who has reached out asking to share the video of giving him the news, I am so sorry to tell you that we have to respect Donald. She's talking about the video when they told him the big money. Is there video? Can we see that? And Donald said, no, I don't want you to show that. So he's probably like, I can't believe you recorded the first one, you fucking bitch. Who the fuck you think you are, you dumb whore? recording me. Thank you so much to every single one of you. You're lucky I didn't use the N-word. Who has donated, sent well wishes and prayers, messaged me about resources for Donald, shared the GoFundMe and all that, which I shared it. I even shared. First, I reached out to him. And I said, hey, Janelle, I want to get you on the show. And she ignored me, of course. Who would pay attention to some slack-jawed idiot podcaster? So, Tyler says he's very private. Quote, he's very private, which is why I decided to secretly record him on my phone. Jeremy in Kalamazoo writes, did the news film this guy's last breath? Did he have a heart attack on live TV? I can't, you know, the interesting thing about it is people, when they're that old, they become so sweet, you know? Like, if you saw my dad now, you know, he's just a sweet, sweet old man. But, I mean, he was a fucking hellraiser. Okay? He used to get in fucking fights all the time. I witnessed it. Oh, did he like to fight? Never would have occurred to you. He was a fucking ball breaker. This guy, you know, that's the same thing. Very rarely does an old fucker maintain that type of, ornery style of presentation all throughout their life. They kind of dial it back when they get, oh, I'm just kind of trying to calm it down now. You know? So who knows what this guy was like. But I find that hard to believe. I shouldn't even believe that because he just seems like such a sweet guy. My wife saw that, and she was like, oh, my God. You know, what's interesting is there was over 13,000 people on that GoFundMe that gave to that old-timer. That's like an average of about $27 a person. So it's all kind of just nickel and dimed. I cannot get over that story. It's absolutely awesome. It's a sweet old man. I cannot imagine, though, I mean, if, because he doesn't have anybody. He doesn't have anybody to help him. He has no children. Let's see. He is also a disabled vet for the Air Force, taking care of his wife. She just got diagnosed with dementia. They never had kids. They don't have any family left. So all alone in the world. If you're this pawn shop or whatever the fuck it is, I don't even know if it's a pawn shop. My God, this is huge for them. What a way to, seriously, this is all, it's all about marketing that makes the world go round. So this one act of kindness, $1,300 divided up between 25 people. And then now, because of that, this old man is going to be drinking martinis with his feet in a hot tub and relaxing as he should. And whatever this business is, I still don't know. Whatever the fuck they are, is I'm sure in Manchester, New Hampshire, that they're all over that story. That's how you do it. My God. All right. I should probably get some sponsors here. Thank you to my friends at Berlin Raceway. Kuipers and I were there over the weekend. A little bit about that coming up. I'm always worried about making an ass of myself. Tickets for this weekend's races at BerlinRaceway.com. They're $14 a pop. 15 and under get in free. Parking is free. Bring in your cooler with all your snacks, goodies. No glass, no booze. Buy it while you're there. Online at BerlinRaceway.com. King's Room Barbershop is hiring. KingsRoom.net is their website. If you're a stylist, cutter of hair, check out King's Room Barbershop. Reach out to Andy and Colleen through the website, KingsRoom.net. Three locations for you to get your hair cut like a man. Or if you're a chick who likes short hair, kingsroom.net. Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street in Wyoming. Thank you, Kings Room Barbershop. Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. Think about your life insurance policy, getting a life insurance policy. You notice how a lot of the things that I have on this show that are people that are marketing on my show are things like estate planning, real estate, mortgages, life insurance, health insurance, car insurance, home insurance. These are things that you don't fucking pay attention to and you forget about. That's why I'm here to remind you that, yes, you do need a life insurance policy. Because insuring your life makes so much sense in the event of an untimely passing or just the fact that you're taking care of your loved ones. Bang on Frank Fuss's door, buyinsurancehere.com. That is buyinsurancehere.com about how he can put you into a life insurance policy. I'm 54. I just signed a new life insurance policy. I'm good for 30 years. If anything happens to EZ, some guy from the insurance company is going to come over to Pooh Bear and say, here you go, ma'am, and write a check for $250,000. He's going to say, I'm sorry for your loss. She's going to say, yeah, okay, thanks, bye. And then that's the end of it. Do this, I'm telling you. Reach out to Frank and find out how you can get into a life insurance policy. The younger you are and the better health that you are in, the less you are going to pay. So do it now. Every day you wait, you're messing this up. So don't wait any longer. Reach out to Frank today at buyinsurancehere.com. Still waiting to hear from Megan from Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. I've got the 07 Accord over there right now. In fact, this is a picture of that Jackie took of me at the wheel looking at Jackie. That's Madison closest to the camera pushing. That's Ash next to her. And this gigantic man, he's the Good Samaritan who helped out. That's the first new car I ever bought, and I still have it. It's been handed down. Every kid has owned that car. But we're getting to a point now where, all right, anything else goes wrong with this thing, we're gonna donate it to somebody. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month, mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Tofus describes our Good Samaritan as looking like the character Hodor in Game of Thrones. Oh, yeah, you're right. He does look like Hodor. God, what a great show that was until the last season and a half. Maureen says it's Megan's birthday. You know, she's goofing off all day at work. Yeah, I saw. She announced it. She came in here and announced it. It was Linda's birthday, on Saturday, I believe. Friday or Saturday. The ladies, I can understand the birthday announcement. Children and adult women are allowed to announce their birthdays. Men, adult men, are not, which is why I think it was a huge fight on this show when Kenny came on here and was, "Everybody, it's my birthday. Everybody's sucking my dick. Fuck yes." And I gave him all sorts of shit about announcing his birthday. He hasn't been the same since. I think I ruined him. Anyway, take the car over to Irvine's. ervines.com. That's what we did. I practiced what I preach. If your car is dead on the side of the road, like mine, or that one it was, in the drive-thru at Bigby, I called the wrecker. Here you go. Take it over to Irvine's. We know. Okay, drop the key in the drop box. They're going to fix that fucker. Okay, thanks. If you're in West Michigan, take the car to Irvine's. ervines.com. ervines.com. Just Google them to see their reviews, too. Or they're right on their website. Okay, I'll save the last few for later. Trump announced. Trump's weird because Harris is like, "Let's debate." And he's like, "No, I'm not debating you. I'm not debating you." And then he does a Rick James couch. What do you call it? Chappelle. I'm not debating you. I'm not debating you. Yeah, I'll debate you. Three debates. And the third one, Trump said, "Remember how I've said to you before that Grand Rapids, Michigan, West Michigan, is the center of the political landscape in the United States? The state of Michigan is the most important state in the whole election. It has become the one you have to win. You win Michigan, you win the election." The third debate, Trump said, is going to be 13 miles from where I sit. Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm guessing Van Andel Arena. He said, "We're doing it. We're going to West Michigan where all my patriots are." And so that does not surprise me at all. Lester Holt from NBC News is going to come in here. But all of a sudden, Harris is like, "Hold the phone. I did not agree to that." So it's not official. But Trump first said it was. I want it to be official. As much as I would not want to be down there for it, I kind of have to be down there for it because I need to cover it. I need my microphone. I need my camera. I need a press pass. I need to be down there for that. Big Fraud News is got to be in attendance. So I think that would be fantastic. As much as I don't want to actually be there. Trump, by the way, also, I think he fell for a some type of right-wing fucking conspiracy. Harris showed up last week in Detroit to the airport. And when she landed, there was thousands of people. There was like 15,000 people that are there to actually see her. And some right-wing thing said, oh, I just got word that no one actually showed up. Some guy who claimed he was at the airport working there. And you know how this is. All you got to do is say anything, and someone picks up the ball and runs with it, and it's true, right? So some guy said, oh, yeah, I was there. I was working. There actually were zero people there. And all of the people that everybody saw, that was all AI. It's all fake. So he said that, whoever that was, and Trump saw it posted somewhere, and he took all that info and put it in his own words and posted on Truth Social, everybody, I just got word that no one showed up in Detroit to see Kamala Harris. It's a lie, and she should be taken off the ballot because she's a liar. If she's going to lie to you about this, she's going to lie to you about everything. And in fact, I'm going to read it word for word. It's embarrassing. It's flat out embarrassing. Thank you to Bleeding Heart Brian for sending this my way. He wrote, has anyone noticed that Kamala cheated at the airport? There was nobody at the plane, and she, quote, AI'd it and showed a massive crowd of so-called followers, all caps, but they don't exist. She was turned in by a maintenance worker at the airport when he noticed the fake crowd picture, but there was nobody there, later confirmed by the reflection of the mirror-like finish on the vice presidential plane. She's a cheater. She had nobody waiting, and the crowd looked like 10,000 people. Bah! Same thing is happening with her fake crowds at her speeches. This is the way that Democrats win elections, by cheating. And they're even worse at the ballot box. She should be disqualified because the creation of a fake image is election interference. Anyone does that will cheat at anything. What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, my God. So there's all sorts of people now who are posting their photos and their selfies with her and all sorts of shit. Oh, God, that's embarrassing. That is flat out embarrassing. If he manages to lose this, I mean, seriously, that'll be a monumental collapse. Not a person on the left or in the middle like me, a moderate, thought that Trump was going to lose this. And he didn't really do anything to lose it. You know, if you think about it, disaster debate, Trump was remarkably cool under fire in that debate. Biden, it was Biden. Everybody's jumping on Biden. Get out of the race. Get out of the race. Get out of the race. I don't remember if it was Trump got shot, then Biden got out of the race. I think that's what it was. Well, when Trump got shot, which, by the way, I now don't think he got shot. I think it was either debris or he scratched his ear. I don't actually think he got shot, because that healed up way too fucking fast to be a bullet wound. But it doesn't matter. Someone tried to kill him. Anyway, the momentum from that was remarkable. And so I'm like, all right, he won the fucking thing. All right. Now, Mason Blue says, I think Trump set up the assassination attempt to gain popularity. I don't agree with that. And I always go back with, remember now, when Clinton got the blowjob from Lewinsky in that conspiracy, one person was aware. One. Lewinsky told Tripp, and Tripp sang like a bird. Something like this would have so many moving parts. There's no way you could keep that a secret. Think about that. So anyway, back to what I was saying. Trump's got all the momentum in the world. Biden bows out. I didn't really think anything of it. I thought this isn't going to matter. But when I saw her on stage, I thought she was pretty dynamic. Now, not like a, oh my God, I love Kamala Harris, because I don't. I don't. I mean, I'm an anybody but Trumper is who I am. But then I noticed she's got a pretty strong skill set when it comes to communicating. I go, that's gonna suit her quite well. And I think it kind of energized the downtrodden base. So those Democratic events, when she speaks, got rowdier and louder, and they're more fired up than they've ever been. Okay. With Biden, it was always kind of like, oh, fuck, how did we even win this first election? So after that momentum started, then she goes and she brings in Walls, who's ready to crack on J.D. Vance putting his cock in couches. I'm starting to think that Harris and Walls are going to win this fucking thing. That's great. I mean, that's better for everybody, in my opinion. I know there's a lot of you righties. Remember, I love my righties. I love my righties very much. Okay? You get that vote, and you vote for who you want to. I don't give a shit. But fuck, man. I think there's a chance that Trump could lose again. God damn. Tophus, I forgot about this. Trump went to that black journalist event and dug himself a bigger hole by saying Harris, quote, turned black. I don't know. I thought he got quite a big pop from that group. Amazing Blue says Trump's fucking it all up. Jeremy also says Trump has no idea how to campaign against her. He hasn't done anything since the black journalist event because he needs to formulate a game plan. Chris says, I am going to vote right, as that's my right, but I can't hate on y'all voting left. It's your vote to choose. Exactly. Exactly. That's I have cultivated this idea on this show for the longest time. Now, I will say that Chris probably, prior to all this, I would have said, yeah, you're going to win. Now I'm not so sure. Racing this weekend at Berlin with Kuipers. And everything was going great when it comes to me and names. And I even said to Kuipers, I go, buddy, we haven't had one incident where I forgot somebody's name. He goes, I know it. But it did manifest in quite a spectacular fashion. As I was in the stands with Kuipers, I saw Colleen from King's Room Barbershop. Remember, I've talked about Andy and Colleen? And I go, Colleen's here. And so I text Andy. I go, hey, buddy, Colleen's at the races. He goes, yeah, I'm here too. I go, holy fuck. So I go over there, and I'm talking to Colleen. And she goes, yeah, we sponsor a car. I go, yeah? And she goes, yeah, it's Jim Bond, one of the drivers. And I go, oh, that's cool. So I continue the conversation. And, yeah, I know, James Bond. Well, now, to me, that's the first time I've ever heard that name. But that is not true at all. At all. Bond plays hockey with Andy. And Bond I've met because I was the PA announcer. They had a beer league game, and they wanted an announcer, and I told Andy I'd do it. This is months ago. So I chatted with Bond. I saw Andy. I did the event. And so I know the guy. But I have fucking forgotten all of that. So Kuipers and I are fucking around in the pits trying not to get in people's way. And vintage, I think they're called vintage. Vintage late models are driving. And one of them has Jim Bond in it. He was in the qualifying race. Now he's going for the feature. But I don't see him there. So we're just fucking around, walking along, and they're lining up, getting ready to go. That's it, vintage modifieds. They're getting ready to go out onto the track to do their warm-up lap and do the fucking race. And I hear, Zane! Zane! And I look, and it's one of the dudes in the vintage modifieds. It turns out it's Jim Bond. Now, he recognizes me, but I have no idea who the fuck this is. I go up to him, and he's got the helmet on and the netting over the window. And I peek in there. I see him in there. All I can see is his eyes. I go, "How you doing, big fella?" I call everybody big fella. That's my go-to when I don't know the name. I go, "Hey, big fella, how you doing?" He goes, "Not bad, man." And he goes, "Yeah, I wrecked in the qualifier. That fucker put me in the wall. I'm pissed off." I go, "Well, you're going to do great, big guy. What's your name?" And he goes, his pauses. He goes, "Jim. Jim Bond." I go, "Oh, hey, Jim." "Oh, yeah, Jim Bond. Yeah, I just heard about you, Jim. I just heard about you, the Kings." He goes, "Yeah, Kings Room Barbershop." I go, "Oh, yeah, okay." Now, about 15 seconds passed, and you won't believe it. What do you think is the last question I asked him? So, weird introduction. That was awkward. I did the old, "Oh, yeah, oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah." 15 seconds. Kuiper is right behind me. What's my final question? "You're goddamn right, Dan. What is your name?" And he goes, "Jim Bond, 007, because it says 007 right on the goddamn car. And I go, "Fucking shit." Terrible. So embarrassing. He just said it. Not done. That ends, but not done. We go over to the actual winner's circle, you know, where they pull in. We're watching the race, okay? And while that's going on, I make eye contact with this big fucking dude. And he looks at me. I look at him, and he's waving. I go, "Oh, fucking shit. Oh, no." I go, "Kuipers, here we go." And, "How you doing, Mr. Z?" I go, "Okay, Mr. Z. He knows one of my kids." And then I figured it out. He played hockey with Jim. Don't know his name. But I remember he had a name that was like a really far out name that you don't ever hear. That's all I remembered. And so I'm like, "How you been?" "Fine. What are you doing?" He tells me. "How's Jimmy?" I go, "He's fine." "Oh, yeah, doing great." So then I have it confirmed. He probably played hockey with Jimmy. And I go, "Okay, this is the kid who, I'm not kidding you, in one season," he was so good, "in one season of hockey, okay, in like 31 games, he had 27 hat tricks." We're talking Gretzky level of goal scoring on this kid. Unbelievable. In fact, I know for a fact that I've told stories about this kid on the old radio show. I know it because he was that prolific. And here I am looking at him. I don't know his fucking name. So the conversation is running out of steam. And the cars are going by, so it's loud every time they come around for another lap. And I go, "Hey, I'm going to go over here. Good talking to you. But going over here is just 3 steps. So I'm still looking at him, but we were separated by 4 feet. Now we're separated by 9 feet. So that was way weird, you know? So I text Pooh Bear. I go, "What was the name of that fucking kid who scored all the goddamn goals? And his parents used to scream like a crazy woman and a crazy man." She goes, Riker. I'm like, God damn it! Of course it's Riker. So then I wandered back over after the race ended. It was quiet. I go, so Riker, are you still playing hockey? And this is a good recovery. He goes, oh, yeah, Wednesday night's over at the rink, 9:30. I go, where did your game take you? Because you were like so formidable. You were legendary. And he's there with his girlfriend, and he goes, well, and he played at a couple higher levels of hockey, junior hockey. And then I go, well, what happened? He goes, well, I started fighting all the time, and eventually I just listened to my body. That it was time to wrap it up at like 21, 22. I go, good for you. So I ended up salvaging it, but at the time it was so goddamn frustrating. Holy shit. I hate that. Then we wandered over to the vintage modifieds area. Is that what you said it was, vintage modifieds? Because I wanted to see Bond. So they have a driver's meeting because it's a club. They have a driver's meeting. And I said to one of the other drivers, I go, where's Bond? He's up in a suite. He had family come, but he should be back. I want to wait for him to come back so I can tell him, hey, I feel like an idiot. But he never showed up. So it was just fucking awkward. Anyway, that's classic easy. Maze in Blue brings up a great memory. This reminds me of the story with the Queen of the Forest and the kid who got kicked out of the game. Yeah, let's go back in that. I remember the kid. He was one of those fucking Koha pieces of shit. Or Kaha. Kalamazoo Area Hockey Association. Not Koha. Kaha. And we're in K-Zoo. And, Diana's one of those... is it Koha? It is Koha. That was Kaha. Who gives a shit? Some kid, some goon on their squad. We're talking about kids that are in like seventh grade. And, in youth hockey, check from behind. That's pretty much 2, 5, 10 game. So this kid gets the boot, and he's yapping and yapping and yapping as he comes off the ice. The fans are booing him, and he opens the door, and he's going to walk into the locker room. And so that's right up against the edge of the stands in this rink. And Pooh Bear throws off her hockey blanket. She goes, that's it. And she gets up, and she has to walk across the bleachers to across where all their fans are. None of them are cheering, but she wanders over to the edge and she's looking down at him. It's a seventh grader. And she goes, good job. Good job. Way to go. Good job. Yeah. Good job. And then everybody in the rink hears, fuck you, bitch. And I'm dying. You hear, oh. And I'm like, this is so good. She immediately, stop. She's so pissed off now. I go, yeah, Diana, that sounds like a hockey thing here. I think you're lucky that's all you're getting here. Oh, God. It was so great. Kalamazoo Optimist Hockey Association, if you say so. Called her a bitch. Fantastic. Okay, what am I forgetting here? Dan's kid played in that organization. Excuse me. Oh, God. I feel like I just threw up. I'm going to end this now because I got to be done by 1:30 with the Patreon. So my work is cut out for me. I have to name the asshole of the day, though. So don't leave quite yet. And if you're not on Patreon, what are you doing? Okay? Join me on Patreon. You got to check out this week's the most recent edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Oh, my God. I have gotten so many comments about that show and the shit that they've been exposed to. And more of that, I think I've seen the light, EZ. Sign up for free. 7 days. Patreon.com/Eric Zanes. You can check out the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers. It will not let you down. I can promise you that. Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling. So great. 616-516-8579. If you need, it's time to start thinking about the furnace, because it won't be long till, you know, we'll be firing those up. I hate to say that, but it's true. Thank you, as always, to Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling. 616-516-8579. Call today, whether you're looking for a new furnace, AC, or just a tune-up for your setup there. They can take care of you. I have a feeling Joe's going to have to go to Comstock Park and check out Jackie and Justin's place. I don't know. It's making some funny noises. 616-516-8579. Don't forget about the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now, refinance later. From anywhere in the U.S., 231-332-6505. Inflation slowing down. Rates will be dropping before you know it. 231-332-6505. Get into a mortgage today with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Rumor is Rick from TC Paintball is going to join us tomorrow on the show. Book an event at TC Paintball today. Go to their website, tcpaintballgr.com. Last week we finished up the show with quite an absurd assholes of the day. All people in wheelchairs. So if you have a suggestion, please leave it. Until then, I'm going to go with this. The asshole of the day brought to you by TC Paintball is Madison's alternator. Thank you to whoever suggested that. I think it was Bob. Makes perfect sense. All right, folks. Talk to you on Patreon. Thank you for being here. As always, you're a great audience. The best there is. And I appreciate everything. Talk to you in a little while. Thank you, and have a great day. Oh, Kenny has a great thing. He says, don't forget about Bike Path A-hole. You said you were going to update that. Okay. I texted the lady whose husband got beat up by that guy. I don't think anything is going to happen. There is still nothing happening. So I don't know if there's a good old boys network going on there or what. But I haven't heard a peep, and nor has she, about what is happening. So not much of an update, but that is an update. Thank you, folks. Talk to you later on. Bye-bye.